Final score from Fen Park is finished. Fen Harps 1, Longford Town 1. So honours even at the end of a very enjoyable contest. The visitors, the better side in the early stages. Twice they went close to breaking the deadlock. First of all, Dahi McCallion clearing one off the line when Jamal Ibrahim seemed certain to score. And then a couple of minutes later, Ibrahim denied again, this time by a brilliant one-handed save from Tim Oliver-Heimer after a corner kick caused problems in the home defence. At the other end, Shane McMonagall headed one over from close range. Seamus Keogh saw a brilliant effort, wonderfully saved by the visiting goalkeeper Jack Brady, before eventually the deadlock was broken on 34 minutes when Philip De Silva scored from close range following Ryan Flood's corner kick. The lead, however, didn't last long. 6 minutes, in fact, before Longford Town drew themselves level. A. Dervin had watched Heimer save from him at the expense of a corner kick. A. Dervin took the resulting corner kick, and when the ball was eventually cleared towards the edge of the area, Dervin at this stage had made his way in after taking the corner, and he struck the ball first time, brilliantly steered it into the back of the net through a crowded goal mouth. Heimer could only stand and watch, and Dervin had levelled the game. So it was one apiece at the break. In the early stages of the second half, Harps took the game to their opponents. Ellis Farrar headed over from close range just 2 minutes after the restart. De Silva shot over. Seamus Keogh had a brilliant chance on 51 minutes. Ryan Rainey with the cross from the left-hand side. Keogh seemed certain to score from 6 yards, but he put the ball wide. And then Ryan Flood, a minute later, in on goal, but from a difficult angle, he blasted the ball up and over the crossbar. At that stage, Harps were pressing for a second goal, but it just didn't come their way. They lost Kevin Porter to a worrying injury midway through the second half, but they continued to have the better of things, although Longford, it had to be said, were always dangerous on the break as well. So in the end, a share of the spoils, a one-all draw. Harps, remember, had come into this game on the back of two straight wins against Treaty United and Wexford, but they'll be content enough to keep that good run of results going against a Longford team who played well tonight and will feel they at least deserved a point from their trip to Donegal. Final score from Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished. Finn Harps 1, Longford Town 1. Next up for Harps is a home game here on Bank Holiday Monday night against Athlone Town. Jeremy Doherty reporting from Finn Park.